When Mark Miller came to our studio, he had a pretty cool situation going on. Pinstriped pants, plaid tie, fedora, the words lead pipe tattooed on his knuckles. Miller has another name. It's Fight Shark. He says he chose this name because when he smells blood, he attacks. See, Miller is a legendary super heavyweight kickboxer who made his name in the early 2000s. But a few other things have happened along the way. A few things Miller's written about in a new memoir that's out next week. The book is called Pain Don't Hurt. I asked Miller what it was like when he first started kickboxing.
In the early part of the decade, I was 230 and I was small for heavyweight kickboxing. It's a lot of speed and power.
So what does it sound like when somebody like that's...
Bone on bone is... Not that I'm trying to amp it up, it's pretty horrifying. People that don't... I mean, even people that have trained when they're have been at actual fights and they hear what it sounds like, because there's a lot of force obviously involved. You know, anybody that knows physics can figure that out pretty quickly. It sounds pretty nasty.
So tell me when you started kickboxing.
In the 80s, when it was on ESPN.
And the notion of being a professional athlete was not totally foreign to you. Your dad.
Absolutely.
Was an athlete.
He played, actually, in the first NBA game. Was a multiple sport star in both high school, college, and basketball professionally.
So then you decided to go pro. So tell us, like, how did that work? What do you do to go pro?
The first time I heard was in 93 after it first happened was a new organization in Japan called K1. One of my, like, kickboxing idols, Maurice Smith, fought in it. And I called him, said, I'm going to come train at your gym. And he was like, okay, going to get your ass kicked. You're going to find out what, you know, you're going to get tested. You know that. And that's how it started as far as that journey.
And you kept fighting. And then in 2006,
yes,
you went on a kind of routine medical check.
My medicals, they found that there was something off with my heart. You know, their whole thing was you shouldn't really be able to walk up a flight of stairs. And I was training for a fight. And I was supposed to be training for the fight in Austin, Texas. So guess what I did? I went to Austin, Texas.
To train for the fight.
To train for the fight.
Instead of get the surgery.
Instead of getting the surgery. One day down there when I was training, I went into the locker room and I literally was the color blue. So I called my cardiologist and he's like, yeah, we need to get this taken care of. I had major heart surgery.
So you recovered pretty well, pretty quickly.
Very well.
Faster than they thought you would.
Very
but
well.
Still, you were laying there in that bed for weeks.
That does not feel good. So my goal was, I'm coming back to fight.
Tell us what that first fight was like after the surgery.
I got an offer to come back to fight kickboxing in Moscow against an opponent that at that time I had no business fighting. Because by that time I had not been in a ring for almost 6 years. And nobody thought I had any chance. And I ended up knocking him out in 8 seconds. That kind of just threw me back into it.
I mean, I feel like if you were sitting down to write the book, like, it could end here. It could be like, I went through this hard time, and I had this comeback, and the end. But that is not how it worked out for you, is it?
Not at all. My father got sick and ended up passing in 2007. And then a month later, my mother unexpectedly passed as well.
Aye.
And then my brother ended up dying of an overdose soon after that. So,
yeah.
And I was in a bad place,
yeah,
and doing a lot of drinking. My mantra of go big or go home, unfortunately, really took to it.
How'd you get out of it?
Kind of made a decision. This has to stop. I knew I was a bad example for my children.
You have 3 sons. I'm curious, do they fight?
No.
No? Do they want to fight?
They enjoy it, but my thing is, my father pushed me constantly.
Well, he didn't just push you, right? He abused you.
Yeah. He had a very, I like to explain this to people, he had a very boy named Sue idea that the world sucks. And if I make you as hard as possible, it won't be able to crumble you.
So you try to not have that approach with your sons?
Absolutely. You know, I try to do completely opposite. I am not going to push you into doing anything.
If they came to you and said they wanted to fight, what would you do?
There's a part of me that would, I'm going to be brutally honest, there's a part of me that wouldn't want them to do it.
That wouldn't want them to do it?
No, because it is a tough sport. That's the truth. But if they wanted to do it, well, I would give them the guidance to do those things to the best of my ability and give them the best people to train with.
That's Mark Miller, otherwise known as Fight Shark. His memoir is called Pain Don't Hurt, Fighting Inside and Outside the Ring. Mark, thanks a lot.
Thank you.